Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary, and I'm so glad you're with us. I do this YouTube series to help you to learn to connect to your soul wisdom. I had an amazing experience, and since then, I have really benefited from realizing that there is another voice that lives within us that is very, very wise, and really can help us in a lot of different situations and help us in our lives, and to really help us improve the quality of our lives. So I just love to share, you know, what I feel and what I hear from this wisdom, in hopes that that will help you to want to consider to turn to this wisdom instead of the ego, which we all know the ego is very, very strong within all of us and wants to take control and wants to lead our day, basically. So when we get a little quieter and we're able to not pay attention to our thoughts and not to give them so much weight, we're able to then access this different part of ourselves that is extremely wise, extremely abundant, extremely nurturing, and extremely caring. And I feel like that's what we all need. It's certainly what I needed in my life and has helped me tremendously. So again, I just wanted to help you to turn within. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about guilt, because that was the theme of this week in my counseling sessions. All of my clients feeling extremely guilty. So when I, you know, kind of ask my soul, when I go within and ask, this is just some of the thoughts that come to me. And if they resonate with you, that's great. If they don't, that's okay too. I hope that you'll just consider that the ego voice, the voice that you hear, and the thoughts that arise within you are really not the truth of you. A lot of people do feel like, well, my thoughts are me, my feelings are me. And that's true, but it's not true. So the good news is that, you know, most of these thoughts are not very nice, and most of these thoughts don't say good things about you. So if they're not true, that's really good news. What's difficult is that we're so addicted to them and we're so tied to them that it's hard for us to let them go and just to say, I'm not going to believe in those thoughts, and I'm not even going to take them seriously. But that really is the goal. And why do we do that? Why do we want to work so hard to quiet the ego down, to tone that ego down? Because when you do, you're left with your soul energy. You're left with this beautiful energy that is really the essence of who you are. And the essence of who you are is love, you know, and that is a beautiful energy to live in. So if we push aside the ego, you know, and not believe everything that it says, what you're left with is this beautiful energy. And it's within that energy is your wisdom. So that's what we want us all to be able to do, because that really does affect you in many, many ways. We're also going to do another exercise from the book, The Magic, which I just love that book because I just feel like it's another way to connect to your soul energy, and it's fun. You know, it's really a great book. I would highly recommend you read it. It's by Rhonda Byrne. You know, she wrote The Secret, which was, we all know, an amazing book. But I really like this one very, very much. So we're going to do exercise number 8 in that book today. And, you know, so all of this is to just help us to continue to move out of the ego mind and into the spirit. And when we do that, we really do benefit. So the reason why I picked guilt was because it was like client after client was just talking about, you know, the issues in their lives and having issues with friends or, you know, loved ones or their partners. And so they would talk in their sessions about whatever was happening, the situations that were happening. And then maybe, you know, by the middle of the session, my clients would kind of look at me and be like, I feel so guilty. I feel so guilty feeling this way about this person. And I feel so guilty for even thinking these things, you know, like I know that I have a reason to be mad at them. And I know that that's justified, but I feel guilty about it. And, you know, that's the ego mind. The ego mind, there's like almost no way out. So the ego mind says that we've been wronged in some way and then gives us all the justifications of why that way is correct. You know, we're wrong, that we've been wronged, this person said something horrible to us, and we're justified in our anger towards them. And that can work for all of 2 minutes, and then the guilt sets in for most people. You know, maybe not you, but for most people feel very guilty for then having all these bad feelings and thoughts. So, you know, where do we go with that? You know, so it's almost like, you know, even if I feel justified in my anger towards somebody, even if I feel like I'm right, that I have a reason to feel angry at this person, then I'm left with guilt. So feeling angry and then feeling guilty, it just is such a, it's just kind of like a big mess. And how is that helpful for us? It's not really helpful for us. So, you know, what the soul will say is that, you know what, there's, first of all, there's nothing to feel guilty of. And when you are, you know, feeling wronged by another person and you have a lot to say and you're criticizing them and you're putting them down and they're horrible people, how could they say such horrible things to me? And they don't understand me. And, you know, when we kind of go vent that way, the soul energy really said that really you're talking about yourself. So anytime you're angry at another person, you're angry at yourself. So you don't have to feel guilty about being angry at yourself. And we don't. We don't feel guilty. It's easier for us to be angry at ourselves than it is to be angry at somebody else for some reason. So if really what we're saying about another person is really the same thing that we're saying about ourselves, then, you know, where does the guilt come in? You know, it feels different, but with the soul, that energy, what it says is that there's no difference between you and another person. So if you're angry at another person, you're angry at yourself. So the guilt isn't, you don't really have to feel so guilty about it. The soul energy will point out to you that it's all a mistake. You know, it's all a mistake, that there's no, oh, hi Toasty, that's my cat. There's no reason to feel guilty about that. So it's important for us to realize that the soul energy is so loving and kind and is never ever angry at you and never wants you to feel guilty, because you're never basically in the soul's mind, you're never doing anything wrong. You just have mistaken. It's almost like we just keep going off the wrong track. So what the soul will say is kind of put us on the right track and say, you know what? It's okay. It's okay that you think this about this person. It's okay that you feel angry. And it's even okay that you feel guilty about feeling angry. But you don't have to. You don't have to feel any of those things, because what you think that they've done to you, even though it feels justified, is really just a mistaken belief, you know, because what we perceive somebody doing to us is generally the things that we do to other people. And it's generally the things that bother us the most. So anytime we have an issue with another person, it's almost like just having an issue with yourself. So now I know when it comes to my clients and myself, that when I'm mad at myself and I'm angry at myself for something that I did or I didn't do, I don't feel guilty about it. I don't feel guilty about being angry at myself. I don't feel guilty about giving myself a hard time. I don't feel guilty about that. So that's where the soul was like, if you don't feel guilty about doing it to yourself, why are you feeling guilty about doing it to somebody else? So I thought that was so interesting, and it wasn't something that I even thought of. So basically, feeling guilty for having thoughts or having, you know, that thoughts that come up about other people that aren't good is just having thoughts. It's the same thing as having thoughts about yourself that aren't good. And the thoughts that come up all the time about ourselves that aren't good. So it's all the same. So we don't have to view it that way. And again, when you're hearing my words say it, it's a good thought. But when you feel it from your own energy, when you feel the truth of that, it's much, much different. You know, it just feels, it's like, oh yeah, that's right. That's true. So sometimes when I hear myself saying something, I'm like, well, how are other people really going to believe what I'm saying? Because they're not feeling the feeling behind it. And that's why it's so important for you to really, you know, just quiet down your ego mind a little bit, not take it so seriously, so that you can connect into this energy and feel that, to feel your own wisdom for you. And It's generally very similar to what I'm saying, because other spiritual teachers that talk, I can tell instantly that they're in this energy. Byron Katie, when I listen to her work, I so resonate with her work because she is in that energy. She is in that energy all the time. And what she says, I so resonate with, because I feel the feelings behind the truth. And you can too. All you have to do is tone down your ego mind. And the way you tone down your ego mind is really just not to believe anything that it says. So when a thought arises in your mind, first of all, you didn't do that. The thought just comes up. It's like thoughts come up, and it's our choice to believe these thoughts or to say, that's not true. So if a thought comes up in my mind about something like, today's going to be a bad day because it's raining, where'd that thought can't come from? It probably came from years of conditioning of hearing, oh, it's raining. Isn't that horrible? Oh, it's raining. Isn't that horrible? So now my mind, when it sees rain, is so conditioned to be like, oh, it's raining. Isn't that horrible? So then when I just think about that and say, well, it's raining. I love the rain. The rain is relaxing to me. And I don't know, I just always liked the rain. But the first thought that comes up is that. So that's just not true. And most of our thoughts that come up are not true. So all the thoughts that have come up in my mind that I'm not good enough, or that, I'm lacking in some way, or, I'm somehow not perfect enough, is not true. And that's just such a relief to hear. But you can hear that from someone, and I can tell you that, but you're not going to believe me, because I tell my clients that all the time and they don't believe me. So you really do need to tap into this energy to feel the truth, because when you tap into your own energy and your own wisdom, when you go within, then you feel the truth. So when I say to you, when you're upset with another person, it's okay, because it's just like being upset with yourself. That if that doesn't ring true with you, meditate on it, and see what you get. And you probably get a very similar thing, because that's the truth. The truth is we're all connected, and basically we're all one. So if we're all one, what I'm saying and doing to myself, on some level, I'm saying and doing to you. And what I'm saying and doing to you, I'm doing to myself. So we're all connected. And that's just a very spiritual, way of looking at things. And again, it's just words. And words are very, very, words can't describe the emotions and the impact of this information when you really feel it for yourself. No amount of words will ever be able to, that I could try to tell you would never do it. You have to feel this for yourself. And, that's why, it's so important to me to try to help people do that, because I see so many people in so much pain, and I was one of them. And, if you believe your thoughts, you're in so much pain, because our thoughts are conditioned beliefs, basically. From the time we're born, we're conditioned to believe certain things. And some of us are very, very good learners, and I was a very good learner. So now the thoughts that come up in me are all from the world, and they are not the truth, and they don't make sense. And the more that I realize that, the more I'm in my soul energy most of the time, and it is such a breath of fresh air. I had a major thing going on in my life. I lost my dog of 16 years, which was so, so painful. I moved. I started a new business. So much going on that probably in the past, if all this happened to me at once, I probably would have had a nervous breakdown. But going into the soul energy, I know the truth. I know the truth that my dog is with me, and it doesn't ever go away. So that's great. And the move was relatively pretty easy, which I was very surprised by, because everybody has these conditioned beliefs about moves, that, oh my God, you're moving. Oh my God, you're moving. It's so hard. That's got to be so hard on you. And it really wasn't that difficult. So, it's kind of surprised me, that it was not that difficult for me. But why wasn't that the move and all these things not so stressful for me? Because the minute my thoughts started going, I knew that I didn't have to believe them, So that's really which changed the whole thing. And I noticed certain things about myself that in the past I would have never been able to do. Like I had a million boxes to unpack, and in the past I would have forced myself in a day to unpack everything because I don't like the feeling of being unsettled. And it's I still have boxes that are not unpacked, and I still have a lot of things that I have to do, and that would not have flown with me in the past. I would have had to get everything done like yesterday because I'm just that type of personality. But when you connect into your soul energy, you just realize you have all the time in the world. And honestly, it just doesn't bother me. So when you connect to this energy, you just start to notice, wow, that doesn't bother me anymore. I used to do things this way and that way, and I'm not doing them. So that's the gift, So if you want to know why it's so important to work on, letting go of your thoughts or not believing them or challenging them, that's the gift. The gift is that your life changes so much. And the way I used to do things was so stressful. I would have to get everything done in a day, and I couldn't even leave a dish in the sink. And, I was very, just really had to always be on top of things. And now I notice that, there's boxes all over the place. Things aren't perfect. And I don't feel very self-conscious about it even anymore. I had a friend stop by yesterday, and the place was a disaster. And I wanted to show her the house because I thought the house is so charming. And so I was like, just overlook all the mess and just look at the house. And in the past, I would have never in a million years done that. I just could never have done that. So, going into your soul energy will change you so much, and you'll just be so surprised that the things that you used to think were so important become not important at all. And if they resonate as important, you can just challenge it. So anytime a stressful thought comes into my mind, I'm like, that's not true. That's not true. Why am I thinking that? Or I just say, oh, that's just my bad thinking again. Or I used to believe that about myself, and I don't believe about that about myself anymore. So when you do that, when you don't take thoughts so seriously, they just kind of subside. You don't even have to let them go. They just kind of melt away. And, for the longest time when I was doing spiritual practices, I would almost like give myself a headache because I was trying to not think because I thought, well, if I'm having all these negative thoughts, that's not right. That's not very spiritual. So I would try to, not think or push them down or to cover them up. And, but, connecting more to the soul, what I feel from the soul, what it tells me is that you'd love every thought that you have, every thought that arises within you. You can love it, just don't believe it, So allow it to be there. Don't give yourself a headache. Allow your thoughts to be there. Write them down. And, sometimes when you write your thoughts down, and Byron Katie is a proponent of this, and she asks questions. But if you write your thoughts down, you can see how ridiculous they are. You could see what you're saying to yourself. So I've been doing that with my clients where when they start really, giving themselves a hard time, I start writing down. I said, let's write down everything that you think about yourself. And then we go through everything that they think about themselves one by one and really sit with it and really question and say, is this really true about you? Is this really, really true about you? And, when people really reflect on the thoughts that are coming into their minds, they can clearly see the things that they're thinking and then living their lives by is not true. The premises that we live our lives by are not true, which is really, really horrifying that we're all living our lives based on these faulty premises. But the good news is that we don't have to. But you have to be very, very invested, and you have to work very, very hard in not believing them. Because they're so ingrained, they're just so ingrained in us, and it has taken me a while, and it's taken me opening up very dramatically into my soul energy to be able to do this for myself. But you can do it. And how people open up to it and get to it can be different for different people. And there's no pat way to do it. But I would just keep working on, not believing your ego, not believing your thoughts, not taking them so seriously. So it would be like if someone that you really, really regard, comes up to you and starts telling you all these horrible things about you, and you really value their opinion, so you take it as true, and that really hurts you. It really, really hurts you, and that's what we do. So we really do respect ourselves and regard ourselves, and that's why it's hard to let go of. So when we say something to ourselves that's bad, we really do believe it. But so if we found out that this revered person that was coming up to us saying all these horrible things about us, we found out that they weren't true, that he was wrong, that even though he was so well regarded and smart and scholastic and all these great things, he was just wrong. We would be so relieved. We'd be like, oh, thank God, he was having a bad day and he said all these horrible things to me and he was wrong. So that's what we have to come to terms with. We have to come to terms with the fact that we're very wrong about ourselves, and then we can realize we're wrong about everybody else too, which can be a little bit of a tough pill to swallow because a lot of people don't want to hear that, including me for a very long time. When I'm mad at people or when I'm having issues with people, I feel like I'm right. So it's very difficult to believe the fact that no matter what you're thinking about another person, if it's causing you any stress or pain, it's not true. It's just not true. So we're just all human and we're all doing the best that we can and we deserve to be cut some slack. So whatever somebody's doing to you, you're projecting what you're thinking that they're doing to you and why they're doing it to you. And it will always go into the theme of your thoughts. So if the theme of your thoughts is, they do this to me because, it's the way that I look, it'll always be that. They do this to me because I'm not good enough because I don't make enough money. They do this to me because I'm not pretty enough. They do this to me because I'm not thin enough. It'll always fit into your themes, So if you notice that, how can these themes always be right? So we have to always challenge that. Well, how can this always be right? This couldn't possibly be right all the time. So it's a really, really good realization to realize that this ego in you is just mistaken. It's just a mistaken person inside of you. And we want to love the ego and say, it's not your fault. This is your job, to perceive the world and to try to protect us. And so we're going to love the ego and we're going to love our minds and the way our minds, like a computer, absorbs everything, absorbs all the rules of the world and tries to keep feeding it back to us to remind us it's raining, be careful, you hate the rain isn't good. Our mind is just trying to help us. So we don't have to fight our mind so much. We can love it, our mind. But we have to always remember that if a thought is coming in that's stressing us out, or is putting us down, that we have gone off track someplace, that we have veered off the main road, and our soul, the energy that lives within, can help guide us back onto the right path. So we really, really want to ask our soul for that help, and the soul will give you the wisdom to know that anytime that you're talking about anybody else, it's no big deal. It's just another way that you're talking about yourself. You're just splitting it off. You're putting it on somebody else. So if you're ranting and raving about somebody else, it's just another form of ranting and raving about you. So that is a little bit easier for us to handle that and to just realize, okay, I don't feel guilty for doing it to me. Why should I feel guilty for doing it for other people? But they're both a mistake. I shouldn't be ranting and raving towards myself, and I don't have to be ranting and raving towards other people. It's just it's a silly mistake. And if I catch myself doing that, it's okay. I've just made an error in choosing to believe the ego instead of going into my soul energy. It's not something that we're punished for, and it's not something that's bad. It's just understandable living in this world. It's just that we don't have to, that we can let those thoughts go, and we can live in such a nicer environment within ourselves. And the more that you live in a nicer environment within you, your outside environment, even though it's a mess right now, is peaceful. You know, it's very peaceful and content, and not a lot of pressure to get a lot done, you know. And when you don't have that pressure that you have to get everything done in your life, then so much gets done. And it gets done, the process of life becomes so much more enjoyable. The process of moving was fun. You know, having my daughter help me, she was amazing in helping me and setting up the house, and my best friend Abby helping me and packing things up and unpacking things, and the movers that came, you know, were so cute and helpful. You know, all that became a joy and not a problem. And although things didn't go perfectly, there wasn't any angst. I didn't feel any angst, and I didn't feel any, I didn't have any of those bad feelings that I would normally have, that things have to be a certain way and be so perfect. So that's a big, big change for me. And, as you connect more into your soul energy, you'll just notice those things about yourself. You'll notice how much your life is changing, and that's the beauty of doing this work. You know, that's the beauty of remembering who you truly are. And some people have always remembered who they are, so they don't have to do this work. But for whatever reason, I learned the rules of the world so well that it took me a really long time to come to this myself. So that's why I like to talk about it, and I like to share it, because when I see people believing their thoughts and believing all the horrible things that they say about themselves on a continuous basis, and what it does to them and how it affects their lives, I know you know what that feels like, and I know what it felt like to be there. And you know, it's not fun. So I just hope you continue to work on not believing the ego, to accept all the thoughts that arise within you. But if the thoughts aren't loving and kind, you're in the ego and you're not in your soul energy. So that's really important. So let's do the exercise and the magic now. So we're up to exercise 8. And this is a really cute one. So basically, what Rhonda suggests for us to do is every time we have something to eat, and we all love to eat and drink, is to sprinkle, to take a little shaker of sprinkle of magic gratitude dust. And you're going to sprinkle it in whatever you're drinking, and you're going to sprinkle it on your food today. And every time you sprinkle it on your food, you want to just savor your food and savor what you're drinking, and take a moment to just say thank you. Thank you for this food. Thank you for me having the ability to have this food and to be nourished and to take care of my body. So, you know, sprinkle away on anything you eat. And when we go into gratitude, it's so easy to feel your soul energy. And that's why, you know, I love this book, because it's just so, it's an easy way to get into that energy. So today, anytime, remember, anytime you eat anything, just take your sprinkler, your imaginary sprinkler, and sprinkle gratitude on whatever it is that you're eating, and say thank you. You know, say thank you for whatever it is that you're having, and really slow down and just enjoy and taste what you're eating and drinking. And it does really change, like, changes your, you know, the quality of what you're eating, because most of the time we eat not in a mindful way. We're just eating to eat, and we're not really savoring it and really enjoying what we're eating, and we eat so fast. So sprinkle some gratitude dust on anything that you eat today or anything that you drink, and that will help you to get into your soul energy, and will quiet down that ego for a little bit. And, you know, that's very helpful. So continue to do all these things, and just continue to not believe the thoughts that arise within you. And if you do find yourself being set off by someone, triggered by someone, and you know you're absolutely right, that's okay. You know, you just want to accept anything that the ego mind is feeding you. You just can question it, and you can say, well, is this really true about me? Is this really true about them? And just to realize that if you feel guilty about what you're feeling towards other people, you don't have to, because what you feel towards other people is another form of feeling it towards yourself, and you don't feel that way in general towards yourself. So they're both not the best thing that we do, to yell at ourselves and then to yell at the people in our lives. So what we want to do is say, all right, no more yelling. I'm gonna call a ceasefire. You know, I'm not going to be that way towards myself, and I'm not going to be that way towards other people. And when I am, and when I do, because it will happen, because you can't like do this overnight, that you're just going to ask your soul for help. Here I am doing it again. Here I am thinking the same thing again. Can you please help me? And the minute you ask for help is when you shift. You know, you shift from the ego mind into something different. You go within. So look for that shift, you know, but you have to realize that the things that you're thinking about yourself aren't true. Therefore, the things that you think about other people are not true. So then we don't really have to pay too much attention to our thoughts. So they become very much in the background. And once they're very much in the background, you get to live in a much present place. And in the present is really where you feel the soul energy. So give that a shot this week. As always, if you have any questions, you can email me at janismart40@yahoo.com. Would love to hear from you, and have a beautiful day, and enjoy whatever the day is bringing you, whether it's rain, snow, or sunshine. We can sprinkle gratitude on it and enjoy it. And, you know, we can live that day from that premise and not the premise of the ego. So always check in, where are you living your day from? You know, what premise are you living your day from? And also, no guilt, you know, no guilt. The soul will say, you don't have to live in guilt. It's not necessary. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.